Thank you for coming. Let's give you a brief report about the recent and also older development of PyWBS project. Oh, there is a table of content. What is PyWBS? As most of you might know, it's the implementation of OGC Web Processing Service standard on the server side using Python programming language. It's rather old. It started in 2016, so better call it mature. And it uses all the available tools in Python, every year there are new tools coming up, and PyWPS tries to wrap them around and create a WPS web processing service envelope around them simply. And luckily you can find more information in a more structured way on the PyWPS.org webpage. What is it not? Some people have too high expectations maybe, or probably too different expectations. It totally shouldn't be complicated for usage from the programmer's perspective. There is no client for web processing services. It's just pure server, nothing more. No fancy web application, no even better desktop application, nothing. Therefore, no graphical user interface apparently. So we were heavily inspired by map server. And there are no processes on the server. People are asking from time to time, does PyWPS know how to buffer? The response is like, no. But write a process which will buffer vector data is like two lines of code. Nobody did web processing service introduction yet. Very basically, it's one of the OGC XML-based files. You apparently have GET capabilities, request, and then there are some other metadata requests like describe process, and of course the most important one is the execute request, which is calling the process instance or starting a process instance on the server. And at the end of the day, or maybe the next day, you as a client should obtain some result of the calculation. There are three predefined data types in the version, most common version of the standard, which is the literal type of data, so basically text input or output, complex data, which is referring to vector data features as well as raster data files, and bounding box for specifying left, lower, and top, upper coordinates, pair of coordinates of some region of interest. Most used in the praxis on daily usage are literal data and complex data. I don't see much processes using bounding box. This is how it works, simply that you have a container with supporting or offering many processes via the web processing service standard, and the client communicates with the container or with the installation through the three type of requests I was just describing. The essential functionalities of PyWPS is, as I said, is the communication bridge, or maybe envelope, between the tools and the internet. It fetches the required data from various data sources for you, so to say, in a most safe way, in a way that it takes care on how big the data are. And in case they are simply too big, it will refuse to download them and to process them as well. It creates containers for running processes, process instance, and tries to make sure that each container don't interact with each other and that it behaves and on the most secure way as possible, because you are, at the end of the day, executing code on your server, so you really want to make sure that you are just executing the code you allowed to be executed. Of course, it takes care on the process management itself, so communication between process, between the core and the process itself, reporting, logging, And other, yeah, it's storing the data, the final processed data, into some storage, which can be a file, maybe a database, where the final data sets are stored, saved. And of course, it notifies the client about process status and, yeah, progress. I said that the project is rather major. It started in 2006, and since then it was developed. We had multiple versions. I believe that I will just skip this. I just wanted to come to the recent version because. Sorry. Here we go. Official release of PyWPS 4. This is the current version. Here we go. So today we are talking about PyWPS 4. There was a big restructure realization of the code. And we graduated last year as OS Geo project. We were probably the longest project in the incubation process. It took us 9 years. I always said it proudly and loudly. It took 9 years to graduate to OS Geo. But now we are, official OS Geo project and a happy member of the OS Geo family. And what are the key features of PyWPS 4? Because PyWPS was rewritten from scratch, from the previous version, more or less, because of there were new technologies flying around on the internet, which could and should be used as well. For example, the LXML library, which makes the parsing and generating of XML text files much more easier and faster as well. We are using and heavily depending on Flask as well. There is this WSGSI interface, which had to be somehow addressed. New multiprocessing modules for parallel process calls. And of course Docker is one of the technologies you totally probably need to address as well, because of the containers, and it's it seems to be a very promising technology. In PyWPS 4, we finally are validating some data. In the previous versions, we didn't care much what the client is sending to the server, as long as the data could be processed by the underlying tool like GDAL, for example, or GraphGIS. As long as it could be imported, we assumed that the data are okay. With the current version, user of PyWPS can set for each process a level of validation of the input data. So basic for each data type. The basic is, of course, no validation, and then there is also the most strict one is very strict validation, which uses the XML scheme. I guess that most of the implementations out there, or most of the usages, will just stick to strict validation, which just attempts to compare the MIME types and make sure that it fits somehow. That if the client claims that there is a JSON file going in, then it's probably a JSON file as well. But if you need to be strict because of any reason, you can go with XML scheme validation as well. This of course applies just for GML inputs, type of inputs. If you, for some reason, need to send SRI shapefile or GeoJSON or GML, the validators need to be adjusted accordingly, and PyWPS is currently having a validator classes for these type of inputs. The other ones would have to be at. How are processes containerized? There is a lot of happening in the recent development. The standard way is that the process, the PyWPS instance on every execute call creates a separated directory. And within this directory, all the data, all the input data are downloaded as well as, or stored, as well as result of the execution is stored there as well. With PyWPS4, we try to, we aim for safer approach, like using Docker containers, so that every process runs in separated Docker environment, and at the end of the day, so that there is no danger that the processes will simply rewrite each other's data or stuff like that. There is also a new mechanism of how the parallelization is handled. In the previous version, the only way how you could steer the number of processes which are allowed to run in parallel was just by a number of processes which can simply run in parallel in the configuration file. In this case, there was a big issue if you needed for some reason to have if you had a process which would interpolate digital elevation model, which would be very much processor demanding as well as hard drive demanding, and if there would be four calls in parallel and the number of processes allowed would be, for example, three, then the last one would be just thrown away, so to say, wouldn't be allowed to run on the server. With PyWPS4, we firstly abandoned the usage of OSFork, which wasn't working on Windows, of course, but there is a mechanism which will store the requests and put them in the queue. So, and all the time some process will end the calculation, it will just look in the database whether there is another request for further process execution, and then it would just take the last call from the stack and continue with process execution. So in this way, we can store 50 requests, for example, in the queue, and so that the client shouldn't get the exception that there are too many processes on the server being executed much too often. Yeah, the development, what was happening recently is that we completely have returned back to template-based XML rendering, which is much faster and basically also very much easier to be implemented. That would be probably the biggest change. And this is where we are right now. We have what would we like to do? Implementation of WPS 2.0. It is around for a couple of years already. I don't know the details, but we are giving this talk on Manifest4Gs, and every year, last couple of years, we are saying, yeah, we would like to implement WPS 2.0. I personally doubt that we are going to do that. We are probably going to skip this, and we are going to for the open API directly, so let's call it WPS3 according to the WFS3 pattern. But the features which will be needed are the features which WPS2 introduces will be needed anyway. It is like pausing of the processes, maybe deleting of the running processes, stuff like that has to be implemented, and we have to find a best way how to achieve this with Python. Docker containers flying all around, I was mentioning this several times. I'm still personally not satisfied with the way how this is done, and I would like to incorporate Docker instances more within the PyWPS core. One of my dreams, which was in the version of the web processing service, in PyWPS 1.0, was that the output of the process shouldn't be only a data file, like, for example, GeoTIFF or shapefile or GML, but it could be a service directly. So that the client could make a request, okay, I want, please process my my vector data, and result shouldn't be GML, but the result should be WFS endpoint generated on the fly. This was in the first version of PyWPS, and we didn't re-implement it so far, but one of the ideas was that this would be implemented with help of either map server or geo server, preferably both, of course, as a backend engines. I was already mentioning geo API or open API, sorry, for my mistake. There was a presentation in the previous section about it, and PyWPS totally needs to be part of the family. Our students of Google Summer of Code projects in recent years made some effort for the output storages. I was mentioning that usually the output goes to directories, but students were working heavily on having the possibility to store the outputs to either Amazon S3 storage or maybe to PostGIS database. Yeah, support for other languages, of course, and other. How is the project organized? We are OSGEO project. That means we have a project steering committee. Some of the members of the committee are here in this room, like myself. Tom Karlaidis sitting behind most of you. Thank you for coming. And Luis, chairing the session in the other room. If you want to join us, if you want to join our community, either go to Gitter, which is probably the preferably place to have chat and to communicate, as well as you can join us on the mailing list on OSGEO. And we are trying to attend sprints and conferences as Phosphor-G. What I personally say we are failing in is fundraising. We are incubated OSGEO project that guarantees certain level of sustainability and that we have a healthy and growing community. That means we, but it doesn't mean that we can give up and say, okay, this is the given status or granted. We have to work on this heavily and find new resources for the further development as well. Wow, I have still 3 minutes, so very fastly, how to get it up. Install, preferably with pip install. this is how the installation looks like, and the most important part is PyWPS configuration file along with processes directory, where all the processes can be stored as single Python files. This is the project structure, process structure. A process called Area is a class derived from process, and it has list of inputs as well as list of outputs. And at the end, there somewhere has to be a executing function which obtains requests and response. And this is the code you should be able to write in a case you are a Python programmer, and this should be relatively easy for you to understand. So what I see here, oh, this is nasty, I would never do that, but if you totally need to do this, if you need to transform some file to the other format and use OGR to OGR, this is possible too. So let's say this demonstrates the possibilities it has. Not necessarily I would call this a production code. Very briefly about the philosophy, still 1 minute. Luis loves idea of bikes. I love bike tools. So this tries to demonstrate that PyWPS is like a bike. Apparently we have bike in the logo. Bike can be, bike can have different shapes, but still can bring you from point A to point B. They can be large, there can be small, of course. They can be very cheap ones, but expensive and fancy ones. There can be very simple and very complex. I would rather prefer the simple one in this case, if I would speak about PyWPS. So this all describes our philosophy. It should be versatile. PyWPS can be whatever you want it to be, and it should be very much ease of use and easy to or self repaired. You just need to know how to pedal. Question time. Thank you. In case you have no question, I have some, but please.
So my question is, well, technical again, but how come you chose to use standalone Docker containers as opposed to services? Because that way you are practically reduced using the resources on one system, while if you would have services like for, I know, using Docker Swarm or Kubernetes, you would not be restricted to one system, but to a cluster, which can be grown or shrinken automatically, and also the number of services that are run automatically. So it just seemed, okay, perhaps it's not that easy, but it's much more easy to scale everything like that.
Thank you for your comment. I'm not personally involved in this part of code, so you will be welcome to join us on the mailing list latest. I would like to see some demos as well. From what I know, one of the there are two places where you can put Docker in inside of PyWPS. Either you can containerize the whole instance. Or what we are trying to do is that each process instance starts its own Docker container on demand, deploys it somewhere, and this would be probably your point, if I understand correctly. And then we reuse the web processing service interface to call inside a process one more time. Okay.
I was just saying that if you use it as a service, it would be more scalable and possibly less resource hungry, because you don't have to have already prepared something. Basically, if you need something, it will be spawned. If you don't need it, it will be closed down. So that's what I was kind of, okay, that's okay. More technical. But thank you.
Thanks for the comments as well. And yeah.
So imagine you run a process and you spawn a Docker container or something. If you run a process and you spawn a Docker container, and then your server crashes, what happens to your processes? Can you actually get the results?
When the question was, if I understand correctly, what if I run it in the container and the server crashes? Like the instance of the server?
Yeah, so I mean, if say you send a request that, which takes 2 days to process, and after 2 hours, the web server crashes, the VPS server crashes, but your process is still running. Can you get back to the process somehow? Can you handle the server crashing and coming back up again?
No. Once it crashed, you should immediately obtain an execution exception report. And PyWPS tries as hard as possible to clean everything behind itself, so that there are no data lying around and no zombie processes running around. Same applies for the Docker, as far as I know. Docker was one of the possibilities we were looking for, by the way, also for the process pausing, as well as process killing. So one more time to repeat my answer. If some process crashes, we try to kill it and clean afterwards everything as hard as possible. If it answers your question. Or, if this isn't okay, yeah, Jan has one. Be gentle.
Do you have a users list as well as a developer's mailing list? If I just want to use PyWPS rather than developing it, okay. Do you have a mailing list I can use?
Oh, sorry, yeah. That was an easy one. No. but yes, there are There is not like 400 people at the mailing list. You don't have to be afraid of two technical questions flying all around. You just can join and pretend you are a normal user, and we will be kind to you. As well as if you join Gitter, then you might get some response from some of the community members in a much nicer way. Thank you. So more questions still? If it isn't the case, thank you for your attention and see you here or in other rooms in 5 minutes.